Well, I know everybody knows my story about being a young hospital executive at the age of 37 and present CEO of Somerset Medical Center, corporate executive in between that, and my own firm for 12 years and running the leadership program at Philly Dickinson. And what people don't know is that at the age of 24 years old, I lived in a YMCA. I finally got a room in a boarding house, and for a full year, I cleaned bathrooms at Ramada Inn. And it was only at that point, after about a year cleaning bathrooms, I realized that I really want to get an education, want to get someplace in my life, and I went back to school. And at the age of 24, cleaning bathrooms, at the age of 28, I became a Phi Beta Kappa graduate of Rutgers. I wound up at Columbia University and became an honors student in their graduate program. Came out of high school, I never could get into any college. No four-year school got into it. I graduated in the bottom of my class. I think I graduated 358 out of 368, and the other 10 people I think were dead, I'm not sure. But I couldn't get into any school. Eventually got into a county college and did well in the fall, and springtime went to the beach. And then struggled a lot a bit with sort of depression and isolation and abuse of my parents and my dad, and kind of felt so much like a orphan, but I had a house, so no one would believe me I was an orphan. And by the time I was 20 years old, I just felt so depressed and couldn't cope that I self-admitted myself to a psychiatric hospital. And there my life began to change because I met a priest who came in to visit me, and he became my friend, and the first time someone in my whole life felt they cared and supported me, and I got the help I needed, and then I changed my life. I've been married now for 35 years, two successful kids, and have a happy life, but a lot of things changed, so I know what it's like to kind of go through a tough time, and that's kind of quickly my story.